In case you hadn't noticed, Christmas is officially over. By now, surely everyone has stripped their Christmas tree and set it out at the curb. And even the most incorrigible slacker must have taken down the Christmas lights and stored them away for another year. It's taken a little bit longer, but the church, too, has finally acknowledged the end of the Christmas season. These past several weeks have witnessed an unbroken pageant of celebrations. The birth of Jesus on Christmas Day, the motherhood of Mary on January 1st, the arrival of the Magi on the Epiphany, and the baptism of Jesus last Sunday. But this week, we put all that behind us and quietly slip back into the familiar rhythms of ordinary time. For the next 5 weeks, until Lent begins, we'll dial down the pomp and circumstance and return to our ordinary way of living out our Christian vocation. However, do not be misled. Ordinary time does not mean unimportant time. Over the 32 weeks that constitute ordinary time this year, 5 weeks now and 27 weeks over the summer and fall, we will continue to plumb the stories about Jesus that we hear in the scriptures, treasuring them in our heart as Mary did at Christmas, hoping to know and love Jesus better. And as we savor these gospel stories about Jesus, let's strive to open ourselves to God's power to shape our hearts so that they become more like the heart of Jesus. That's the slow and patient work of ordinary time, to know and love the heart of Jesus and then to become the heart of Jesus in our world today. Last Sunday, we heard the gospel story about Jesus' baptism. Shortly before that dramatic episode where the skies were torn open and the Holy Spirit descended like a dove, John the Baptist made a rather startling affirmation about Jesus. He said not once, but twice, "I did not really know him." That seems odd to me. After all, John the Baptist was Jesus' cousin, barely 6 months older. It would have been inconceivable, I think, that they had never met. And yet John states quite clearly, "I did not know him." Perhaps what John meant was that before Jesus' baptism, he only knew him superficially. For John, Jesus was that country cousin, that backwoods carpenter, the one whose birth was shrouded in mystery. Moreover, Jesus' unremarkable personality during his first 30 years of life certainly did not fit the image of the Messiah that John had conjured up from his study of the Torah. However much he might have liked his cousin, John did not really know Jesus until he saw God's Spirit descend upon him at the baptism, until he heard those startling words coming out of heaven, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." That extraordinary experience convinced John that Jesus had somehow captured the life and breath, the power and energy of God as no other human being ever had. And once John did recognize Jesus as God's chosen one, he spent the rest of his life bearing witness to him, preaching, baptizing, and drawing people's attention to Jesus. That, it seems to me, is our mission as disciples. First, to come to know Jesus at a deeper level, to discover once again who he really is by listening with fresh ears and hungry hearts to the stories about what Jesus does, that is, how he helps and heals people who are broken. Who Jesus loves, that is, especially those who are made to believe that they have somehow forfeited the right to God's love. And what Jesus despises, notably the indifference and callousness of some people toward the suffering of others. Once we know better the heart of Jesus, as faithful disciples, we must strive to love the same things that Jesus loves and to reject the things that Jesus despises. And if we allow God to shape our hearts more like the heart of Jesus, then it follows that, like John the Baptist, we also will bear witness to Jesus in our world today. Both the Jesus who continues to suffer in his burdened sisters and brothers, and the Jesus who with mighty arm can smash sinful structures that continue to oppress. But it all begins by posing to ourselves John the Baptist's questions. How well do I know Jesus now? Do I really want to have a heart shaped like his? Am I willing to do whatever it takes to have my heart conformed to his heart? And if so, when was the last time I said that to Jesus? May God bless you and give you health.